Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal stars Stipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, plenty to get to. I'm already triggered by something this morning, not from you. Awesome. But you know that I'm an old man at heart. You are 55 in age. I am 30, but I feel like we are the same age in general.
Often.
In spirit, naturally,
yeah,
there.
Yes.
I saw that Omaha canceled school today, or Westside did for some reason, when it's just going to rain and maybe snow at like 6 p.m. I mean, do you realize today that the high is like 42 degrees at like noon?
Hold on.
No,
you got to be careful. You got to read the story.
There's some COVID. I saw that. Okay. Some COVID problems. I get that. But the main problem here, the main reasoning, as I saw on the tweet, was regarding the potential for some snow.
Harrison is here. The 22-year-old, was even somewhat dismayed by this.
Yeah, it's because it's weak.
Yeah. Well, but yes. But we don't, come on. Let's not start the show on a negative bent.
Well, it's Friday. I'm happy about that.
Yes,
the weekend is tomorrow. I'm just disappointed, is what I'm saying.
Are we supposed to get a little snow?
Yeah, like you want to check it out? I think the forecast says like 7 p.m.
Go ahead.
This is what you have today. For those who thought Lincoln might have a snow day, I don't think they did. I don't have any confirmation of that. There's no precipitation until like 2 o'clock today, and it's rain.
Oh, is that right?
43 degrees.
Yeah.
The snow might happen at 7 p.m. and go until like 3 a.m., and it's like a 40% chance. So,
Okay.
Come on.
Not bad.
Come on. Let's get back into life here and not be freaky about all this stuff.
I think things are... Jeez, I was just going to say, I think things are calming down. I don't know. Frost has his staff all hired. We'll talk about that.
Yes, we will.
Has his staff in place. So it was November 8th, Jake, when he made the moves on his staff. He jettisoned four people.
Yeah, I forgot that was in the season. You're right. That
November
was,
8th.
That was in season.
November 8th. And what are we, 2 months later? Staff's in place.
Before the Wisconsin game, right?
Yes. It was a bye week. It was the bye week.
Yeah, but the next game was
Wisconsin. It was absolutely before Wisconsin.
I was at the Wisconsin game.
Yeah, they had that like a makeshift staff. Yeah, yeah. Ron Brown was coaching.
They played all right. The offense was okay in that game.
Yeah. I think that... the prevailing sentiment, as we've talked about, is that Frost has handled this 2 month period really well. You know, I mean, I'd say that the hires were made in the proper time. You know, although there was some early shrieking,
well, that's
local
what
media
do.
About that. But it all fell into place really well.
But you know how this world operates. We want instant gratification.
Yeah,
And if they have to wait for it, they're going to moan and scream and freak out and make sure that their voice is heard as they scream into the wind.
Right. So, yeah, I'd say this 2 months went really well. We'll talk about Applewhite next segment. We got other things to talk about.
402-464-5685, call or text. As always, you can always watch and comment on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers video stream on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. So yesterday, there was a survey sent out by the athletic department regarding, hey, how can we improve the experience or just in general improve Memorial Stadium? Now, I saw a lot of sarcastic responses of, you know, winning would help the experience at Memorial Stadium. Of course, that's obvious. And we've talked about this from time to time in terms of, you know, what we believe in this day and age is improvable at Memorial Stadium. But if you were to answer that survey or hear what people were thinking, what do you believe is going to be the most common answer for that? What would you say?
Okay, all right, now, Jake, think about this.
To improve the experience at Memorial Stadium.
Okay. I haven't been to a game as a fan since.
Yeah, I'd like to know when the last time was.
It was as the last time I went to Memorial Stadium and sat in the stands as a fan, I don't remember the last game, but it had to be in the 80s. Okay, so I'm not an authority on this subject, right? 80s.
But you might hear from people that have thoughts, though, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I know, but it's not like I don't attend other games. I mean, I don't know about you. Now, you're a better authority on this because you do attend the games as fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm always looking for, and I find this because, you know, my frame of reference, Jake, has been NBA arenas and Major League Baseball arenas. And they probably do it as well as anybody in the world, right? Those entities. And what I notice is I'm always sort of amazed by how easy it is to get into the arena, to get to your seat and get out of the arena. And like I'm talking about Oklahoma City, Denver.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Major League Baseball stadium where the Texas Rangers play.
Yep, Global Life.
Yeah.
Globe Life.
And just the access to concessions. And for me, that's about it. You know, I will say chair backs. You know, I'm not familiar with sitting on benches for the last four, you know, what is it?
Yeah, well,
40 years.
Let's
Jake.
Make sure people know that you sit in an absolute comfort in the press box.
Really comfortable.
It is always 72 degrees or whatever the temp is set at. There's no wind, there's no rain, there's no snow.
And you got a very comfortable chair. They have very comfortable chairs and, you know, a bathroom right there and a buffet right there.
Access to all the pop you could ever drink or water.
Right. So, I don't. But I think people are looking for easy access to their seats, easy in and out, not a lot of rigmarole, right? I think a lot of isn't this about access? Access to bathroom, access to concessions, access to your seat, access to your car, right?
Yes.
That's what it's all about. Now if I were the AD, the word I would use as emphasis in a lot of these discussions is access.
It makes a lot of sense. And sure it does.
Access. I mean, and I've noticed that at those arenas, Oklahoma City, Denver Rangers, there's probably been a couple others. But I was sort of amazed by how easy everything was.
Well, yeah, for example, like the Rangers, I have been to the Rangers one. I mean, the parking's all right there. It's all there. You're not walking to the bottoms or getting a shuttle in from some parking lot down south to get to the game. It's all right there. Same with like the Chiefs. The Chiefs and the Royals are the same thing. All the parking is right there.
Been to Royals.
It is all there.
I should mention that.
All there.
Been to Royals too. Yeah.
Surrounding the stadium, you don't have to worry about a shuttle. It is all right there.
Right. Now this isn't a factor for Nebraska fans because they know where their seats are, most of them. But always, I mean, I think having ushers and support personnel to have answer your questions, that helps too. But I'm going back to access. I mean, I think that you got to, and I think Trevor will be mindful of that. It's just, I mean, what I hear from people, okay, where I hear, now this is real talk, okay?
Okay.
You know, a lot of the fan base is older, right? Do not laugh at that, Jake. It's, you know, there's a lot of, what do you call them, guys? Blue hairs?
Blue hairs.
Yeah. Now, my dad is a blue hair, and a lot of my frame of reference comes through my 70-something father, okay? And it is difficult, and it's become a chore, and it's become a chore enough for him that he can't really go, or he doesn't really want to go, and it's all about access, because he's got bad, you know, a lot of 70-something guys have bad knees, bad hips. They have to park a long way away, and that's a long walk. So what he does is he has to break the walk up, you know, sit down for a while, then walk some more. And then when he gets to the stadium, you got to climb those steps, get to your seat. And, you know, and once you get settled in, it's hard to get out of your seat. I mean, that's the kind of things mm-hmm. they got to think about at Memorial Stadium, right? It's probably, I don't know if you think about that stuff as much, Jacob.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, there are several things. Like you said before, you've never sat on the bleachers before.
And well, I go have. Back, go, 1980s.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
But that's not, you know, if you want to upgrade a stadium, and I know it's hard, you know, you got to make a big commitment to doing that if you want all seat backs. That's a lot of things to change there. But it's, in terms of convenience goes, mm-hmm. is it ever going to be really convenient with that many people in there?
Probably not.
90,000 people.
Yeah, how do you do it?
How do you re-gut the system to make the bathrooms better or make the lines better? I mean, I don't know what you do.
Well, one thing you do is you diminish capacity significantly. And that's, now how can you do that?
But do you start in one area or do it all at one time?
That's a good question.
And where do you start with? South Stadium? It's always been the discussion of South Stadium.
Right. And there's a business model that's attached to having that many seats. The athletic department's dependent on that stadium being full with 80,000 people. Now, when I talk about diminishing capacity, oh, that sounds great. But where, if you're diminishing capacity, you're effectively, aren't you taking money from yourself too?
Unless you try to justify it by raising concession prices and ticket prices.
Right, which you might be able
to do.
Which
probably will be the case. If they keep attempting in the future as they try to enhance the stadium experience, reducing capacity to make it more comfortable and a better experience with potential seat backs everywhere, or maybe eventually wider seats in some areas, as they can't do it all at one time. But where can we start and begin the process at?
Well, isn't it South Stadium? That's what they've
talked always
about.
That's always what we've heard is the plan.
Right. So I think it would be South Stadium. But this is a mega plan. I mean, this is something that would have to occur over time. Trev, the other day, when we talked, Trev Alberts, the AD, we talked to him the other day, and there's another, he's very mindful of the fans, of getting fans. Oh, this is good. We have Chris on the line. This will really help. Trev Alberts is very mindful of getting fans involved that maybe don't have the means to go all the time, but be able to get people in the stadium, you know, that can't afford a $3,000
donation,
right? But still want to go to games and make that possible for people. They did that with the program that they had this year, right? To help sell those remaining tickets. Generous donors donated their tickets, so a lot of, you know, hundreds of underserved people could go to the game. Trev remains mindful of that. But you're right, Jake. Like in Ann Arbor, Michigan, I mean, access. There's 100,000 people. I mean,
the horseshoe, the same thing,
right? Horseshoe. In terms of, yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, and I'm thinking about the places I was, like at Oklahoma, is a, you know, pretty massive stadium, but it seemed to hold on. Oklahoma's interesting. You're jammed in there. I mean, it's
what's their capacity there?
It's probably it's probably 80,
similar 80, to Nebraska.
Yeah, very similar to Nebraska. Man, they're jammed in there though. So there's no real easy way, but I'm interested. I'm interested in what Chris has to say, because Chris has been going to the games forever.
I just don't think that before Chris gets to Chris, I don't think that access is ever going to be able to be improved in the current stadium.
Okay, the way it's configured,
right?
Now.
I mean, you have to totally, if you want to keep the stadium the way, you know, the Memorial Stadium as it is, same location, and not tear it down. If you want to improve access, it's going to take a ton of work.
Let's see what Chris has to say. I'm wondering if he got that survey.
Let's get a call from Chris at 402-464-5685. Chris, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steve, Jake. Happy Friday to you guys.
Hey, how are you? Happy Friday to you. How's things at the Baldwin shop?
Excellent, Steve. Preparing for maybe a little winter weather, although they're kind of backing off a little bit. I think most of it's going to be to the east of us.
To the east. Okay. Good news.
Good deal.
All right. What do you think about the notion of stadium reconfiguration and how it can make the experience more comfortable for the fans?
Now, Steve, Jake, I take it I'm probably – some guys were asking me about if I've got that survey yet in the mail. I take it it's probably going to come sometime. I have not got it yet.
Okay. Okay.
But I expect I will get one. You know, Steve, Jake, well, first of all, we're sitting in a stadium that was built in 1923.
Okay.
So you're right, Steve. There's a lot of concrete there, a lot of stuff. You know, if you're going to renovate, it's going to take a lot of work to renovate a stadium like that. Now, they have done it. You know, we've seen that with the skyboxes, the club seating. You know, it took time, though, and there was some inconvenience there for people. But as far as... You know, as far as improvements now, Steve. Now I'm gonna, and I don't want to sound like one of the spoiled ones up there in the club seating, where we had what I call the theater seats.
Yes,
up there.
Yeah, you have those.
Now. Yes, now, Steve, Jake, when they first opened that section, when they refigured that west stadium and put the skyboxes in, they you know, I told you that they talked to us all and the one that told us it's going to be $1,500 per seat per year. Now it's $3,000 per seat per year up there for the new season ticket holders if you take somebody's seats over up there. But they told us, you know, that it was going to be this and that, and you're going to have to pay that, but they would relocate you. But, you know, and I've told you guys before, they expected about 30 or 35% to stay, but it was only like 10 or 15% actually stayed. But when they started that, Steve, Jake, it was only the middle three sections, 125, 126, 127 that was in there. See, but then, you know, the money thing came in, and they expanded it a couple of more sections in the next year. Then pretty soon it was the whole west balcony was using that. And up there, you guys, they do not have the restroom or the concessions to accommodate all those people.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a problem. The restroom lines are very, very, very long.
Access.
It's a long wait there at halftime. Steve, Jake, especially when the weather's colder, you know, but, you know, other than that, you know, I don't want to complain, you know, about that. It's comfortable up there and it's nice, and we've got good seats, but they were always good seats even before that, you know. So, but Jake, you said, yeah, the winning thing, everybody told me at the shop, they said at the bottom of that, put winning would help, and it sure would. I think I'd set on a bed of needles up there if I had to go 10-2 or whatever. You guys, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. There's some things they could do, but like I said, that when you're talking about a stadium that's almost 100 years old now, Steve. So
yeah, it's beautiful.
So it's the base of it anyway. So yeah, it would. That'd take a lot of work, and to put theater seats in the whole works would really, really take time and work. But anyway, guys, hey, you guys, great show. Have a good weekend, and I'd like to call out to Derek over on Highway 77, Steve. If he's, I didn't realize he's got a time machine, but yeah. I'd like to borrow that to peel about 45 years off my age.
That would be good if we could do that.
Time machine, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll let Derek know, Chris.
Yeah, okay,
he's
guys.
Probably listening.
Hey, guys, great show, and we're all listening. Okay.
Thanks. Thanks, Chris.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Okay, so... Jacob, you're positioned very well to answer these questions. I mean, you go to the games as a fan. You never complain. I never hear you say, I just don't hear you complain.
I try to suck it up and not go and stand in line forever for the bathrooms.
Right. But what, do you have any problem getting to your seat? And you move around, right?
Yeah, I'm not always in the same area.
Right. I mean, come on. You have input.
Yeah.
You're a pain fan, Jake.
I'm not a complainer, unless my team, the Dolphins sucks.
You have a voice in this.
Yeah. I just think, here's the thing. I go to a game, I know that it's going to be a packed house.
There's going to be some discomfort.
There's going to be lines. You know that when you go to a place that has 90,000 people, like you understand, hey, I'm probably going to stand in line for the bathroom or the concessions. It's just the way it is, and people want to complain because all they do is complain.
Well, easy. Not easy. Now,
but you're going to a venue with that many people.
Uh-huh.
At halftime, everyone wants to go to the bathroom.
But you have no problem getting to your seat, finding your seat.
I don't have an issue.
Okay. Issues. You have, you don't even complain about the parking. You park pretty far away.
But I've gotten used to that, though. You know, it's kind of like our parking lot. We have to swerve back there, but I've gotten used to it. It's a disaster.
Our parking lot's a ticket.
Yeah.
It's like a crater. Like you're on it's like you're on the moon.
I don't think about it because I just do it every day. Yeah, it is terrible. If the first time you're here, you say, what the hell's wrong with this place? But right. We just are so used to it.
Around.
You just do a big S and you get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm used to walking 3 miles or 2 miles to the stadium.
Now you're 30.
Right. I'm 65...
And I'm still of, I can still do all that, so I don't think of it. And I don't do it. I don't do it because I don't have to. I park at, where do I park now? Well, yeah, I parked in a garage to the east and north of Memorial Stadium, and it was just fine. I had to walk a little bit, but that doesn't bother me. Again, I want to take myself out of this equation. You've also been to Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
I have.
Now, was it a much different experience than going to Memorial Stadium?
Yeah.
But in terms of, let me rephrase that. Was going to Hard Rock much more comfortable than going to Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
That's a good question. Why is
there's not as many people?
Yeah, it's. Access. I mean, I don't have a problem with access in Lincoln,
right?
But the access is way easier in Hard Rock.
It's
so easy to get to your seat. You can't miss it.
Right.
Very simple.
There's not as many seats.
No, I'd have to think about. No, I didn't like do a grand tour of every part of the stadium. But I'm trying to think of the bathrooms. But I don't remember ever seeing a crazy line for a bathroom.
Right. Right. Those NBA games, like in Denver and Oklahoma City, there was never any real discomfort, There wasn't a waiting for a line at the concession stand or waiting for a line at the bathroom. I just think, and that's all by design.
But
those are indoor arenas, though, and there's not as many people. But I was struck by the ease with which everything happened.
So here's the deal to compare Hard Rock to Memorial.
Yeah, please.
The thing is, at Hard Rock, every seat has a seat back.
Right.
There's no bleachers there.
Right, right.
Like, that's a huge difference.
A huge difference.
You don't have to worry about your back and sitting straight up and holding yourself up.
Right.
Or buying a seat back. It's just there.
Right.
You have it.
Right.
Every single seat, there's no bleachers. There's not even a concept or a thought of a bleacher.
Right.
Every seat. In the worst seat in the stadium, you got a seat back.
Right.
Built in.
Yep.
So that's a huge difference. So you have cup holders that are built in to the front of you. That's very helpful.
Yeah, of course.
To make it more comfortable. That's a stadium, though, that hosts national championships and Super Bowls. Like, they need to be luxurious, and it needs to be comfortable for everybody.
I don't think Memorial Stadium, I don't think a college program like Nebraska can do something like that. Or Jerry's World. You know, I took a tour of Jerry's World when it was first built, Jake. And I was, do you understand? Well, you understand because Hard Rock probably has this too. You know, as you get toward the lower bowl, I mean, they basically have recliners. You know, I mean, the seats are so comfortable. I mean, they are. Yeah. They're literally like recliners almost. And they're extreme comfort. They're not just the chair back, the normal chair back. They're more comfortable chair backs. So I don't think Memorial Stadium can do that. But I'm interested.
Okay.
I'm interested that you have really zero complaints about Memorial Stadium.
Let me bring up a person that would really be helpful here. My wife is texting me. She's listening this morning.
Oh, hello.
Now, she loves going to football games. She also made her, you know, went to her first road game this year at Wisconsin. She was there. And she went to Miami with me.
Yeah.
So she understands. So her as a first timer or experiencing these things comparison, this is what she has to say. She says the seats in Lincoln are uncomfortable. Wisconsin Stadium had long lines and there was more. It was more confusing to get to your seats, but their seats were nice for everyone.
Is that
typically
right? Is that right?
Now I remember we. I thought we had bleachers, but they were seat backs for everybody. They had like seat backs there.
Okay.
A lot of them. I'm not sure. I think we might have bought tickets for somebody that had, you know, has seat backs in terms of their plan. We bought them on StubHub.
Uh huh.
So that might have been part of the plan. But there were a ton of seat backs in the area. Not built one. Not like the seats that were constructed like that, but like the ones that Lincoln has where
right.
you can buy them. There's
okay.
tons of them, though.
Yeah.
And then Miami, you know, it was a construction nightmare there also. Their parking is terrible right now in Miami. With the hope that in the next few years it's better.
Right.
But right now it is a disaster.
Right. So they are. So,
but I don't think you can ever sit. I mean, I don't think you can ever, unless you mow down buildings on campus, improve the parking in Lincoln.
Right.
You just can't do it. You have to commit to, hey, I'm sorry, you know, all these buildings over here south of the stadium, we just got to mow you down because we got to make this better for people. It's just not going to happen.
No,
you know, what's the answer? There's no answer right now to me to make parking better at Memorial Stadium.
I don't
but
think
without knocking down buildings on campus.
Yeah, see,
good luck with that.
Yeah, there's a certain mindset that you and I have and that probably Elizabeth has that I guess the best way to put it is we expect discomfort and we don't, and I don't
sure.
as a fan,
sure. yes.
we expect discomfort, number one. And I know this, I know how I am as a fan, when I go as a fan, I just don't expect much.
Mm-hmm.
Like I expect to be uncomfortable at times. Like I just go in knowing we're gonna hit some, you know, when I'm with the boys, we're gonna hit some traffic. It's gonna take a little bit. I'll probably screw this up a little bit too, so get ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have to park a little ways away. So now the Denver Nuggets, God, it's amazing. If you have a certain seat, they instruct you where to park. And Jake, you just go in and park, and it's a easy walk, then you have easy access to your seat. It's incredible. But I get it, though. My mindset is always, okay, this is going to be, you know, I'm not at home. I mean, I'll probably have to find a seat. I'm going to have to maybe scrunch in with somebody. I'm not going to be able just to go get popcorn whenever I want, you know.
Right, yeah.
It's just all that's kind of, to me, it's kind of built in.
Yep.
If I were, I would probably be, as an AD, I'd be terrible in this discussion because I think most of my mindset would be, hey, can you guys just suck it up? I mean, just enjoy the game. I mean,
come on, man. We know what happens when you come to the game.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as comfortable or luxurious as sitting at your house.
But I do think that I don't know. I wonder what it would look like if they diminished capacity noticeably. I think the stadiums, I've thought this for a few years, it's just too big. On the other hand, Jake, what if Nebraska did get going again? So there's a difficult discussion there. Okay, you reduce capacity significantly, but then Nebraska starts winning big again. Oh, God, you're Mr. AD, good job.
Yeah, but
you took away 15,000 seats.
But the deal with that is it's still we're in a society, not just here, but everywhere, where it's more convenient every single day to watch sporting events at your house.
And people are more homebound than ever.
Right, exactly. With COVID and everything, you know, people aren't leaving their houses as often. They're not as desirable to go out to a game.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, am I wrong about that? I'm not.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I'm
not one of those people, but a lot of people are still less likely to go out to a game.
It feels like that. I mean, I I pay attention to this world enough to know that people are staying home more. So you have that challenge. But man, Jake, if Nebraska's 9-0 next year, you're not going to have any problem getting people to the stadium, right? I mean, we're having this conversation in the context of extreme struggle in a program that was used to extreme success, right? So you have to consider the context in all this. And I think they are, because I think they are considering context. If we're not winning, if this program isn't going to win national titles, then we got to do all we can. I mean, I'll tell you what, if I'm Trev and I'm thinking this stuff through, that's what I'm thinking right now. Okay. First of all, I said access. I'd be thinking about access, but I'd also be thinking of this. If we're not going to win at a high level, a real high level, national title level, then we have to do everything we can to make this, comfortable. As comfortable as it possibly can get when you have 90,000 people milling around.
Yep.
Now, and there's ways you can do it. I suppose the questionnaire is the start of it.
Yeah. I guess if I were to... If you want my opinion on what I would do,
that's what you're here for.
You want a quick fix without having to put millions of bucks into tearing things down and starting over in areas. I mean, if you want a quick fix to see if this can help with comfort, I brought this up for the Garth Brooks concert too.
Okay.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
I mean, there are two quick fixes. Number one, if bathrooms are such a problem, you bring in a bunch of porta potties.
Okay.
Is it the best look? No, but
do you put them though?
In the concourse.
In the concourses, okay.
Like on the side. No, not in the middle. On the wall.
Yeah.
On the
wall. Along the wall, okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. You know, sometimes there's a long woman's line. It doesn't matter. The porta potty, everyone goes in the... There's no women's or men's porta potties. It's for everybody.
Gotcha.
It's both genders.
Gotcha.
So there's no issue in terms of lines.
Gotcha.
Just load them up.
Okay.
And then number two, if it's a problem with concessions, just find more pop-up stands. You don't need permanent fixtures. Take them in, take them out. More pop-up stands.
Okay, all right.
That's pretty
productive.
It's productive.
That's productive.
You're not adding a bunch of cost, and maybe it's not the best looking thing. But what's more important, the look or the avoidance of long lines in all these places?
The avoidance of long lines.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the look. Come on, it's a football game.
You can load
game.
In porta potties. Yeah. You can load in more pop-up or pop-up stands. That's a quick fix, a Band-Aid, before you start to, really look at the redesign of the bathrooms, the plumbing. And the concession stands.
I'll tell you what, though.
I'm just giving you quick fixes here.
I know. I'm going to tell you what. I mean, you go to a place like where the Niners play.
Levi Stadium.
Yeah, Levi Stadium. And it's a huge stadium. You know, I don't know. It's got a seat in the 90 to 100 range. But it does feel like you're indoors. Now, that's a different world, though. And there's probably more, money's not an issue at all. And they've made that. So it looked really comfortable. I don't know. You're talking about college football. You have to consider the resources. And let's face it, 90,000 people. It's not going to be perfect. I'm with you, but I don't know, Jake. If your solution is just porta potties and pop-up concessions.
That's a quick fix without having to commit to millions of dollars of fixing it up. That's the long-term view. I'm talking about short-term before you can start building the plan to go long-term.
Okay.
So right now, next season, you can start trying to deter some of these problems that people are writing in about.
Just put the porta potties in there and a couple pop-ups concessions.
It's Band-Aids.
We'll call it good.
It's Band-Aids. Before you make the big fix, let's see if it can help out. More next on Early Break.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.